In this bulletin, Labor criticises the federal government's response to India's virus catastrophe, the 25th anniversary of the Port Arthur massacre, and Arsenal's owner says he won't be selling the club. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Labor leader Anthony Albanese is criticising the Morrison government's handling of Australians stranded in India while the country experiences a deadly second wave of coronavirus. The federal government has promised to resume repatriation flights as soon as possible, but all flights are suspended until at least the 15th of May. Mr. Albanese says it's another example of the Morrison government being unable to deliver.
All these border closures, given what has occurred in India, the real question is, why weren't these Australians brought home when Scott Morrison said he would? He told these Australians that they'd be home before Christmas. Didn't put in place the measures that were available.
A commemorative service will be held at Port Arthur in Tasmania to mark the 25th anniversary of the deadly massacre. Wreaths will be laid, a musical tribute will be given, and a quiet moment for reflection will be held. 35 people were killed and 23 wounded in the mass shooting. The killer was given 35 life sentences without a chance for parole. Gun control campaigners say the anniversary also marks a time to ensure Australia's gun law reforms, spurred on by the massacre, are not diminishing. Rebecca Peters, who was appointed an Officer of the Order of Australia for her work on gun law reform following Port Arthur, says she's concerned about potential changes.
Because the National Firearms Agreement obviously was made very quickly, the agreement was that the states would reform their laws and to meet a certain standard, but there was nothing put in place to make sure the laws are maintained. And so there's no federal mechanism.
Porsche driver Richard Pusey has been sentenced to 10 months imprisonment over his involvement in the Melbourne freeway tragedy that saw the deaths of four police officers. The 42-year-old had been pulled over for speeding along the Eastern Freeway when a truck crashed into the vehicles in the emergency lane on the 22nd of April last year. Senior Constables Lynette Taylor and Kevin King and Constables Glenn Humphreys and Josh Prestney died at the scene. Instead of helping, Pusey filmed the deceased and dying police officers, saying it was justice. Having already served 296 days, his sentence will be completed over the coming days. Germany and France have laid out joint plans for billions of euros in spending from the European Union's Pandemic Recovery Fund aimed at fighting climate change and boosting digital technology usage. The two countries aim to use the spending to revive and expand Europe's economy as it lags behind the United States and China in recovering from the pandemic recession. France will receive more than $62 billion and Germany about $43 billion in spending. Germany's finance minister, Olaf Scholz, says the funds will be beneficial for both Germany and the region overall.
This is a groundbreaking step for Europe. At the same time, it is also in Germany's own interest because our prosperity, our economic success and our sovereignty are deeply interconnected with the economic success and sovereignty of the EU.
The United States has enacted new mask guidelines that say fully vaccinated Americans aren't required to wear masks outdoors unless they're in large crowds. It comes as over half the adults in the US have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine and more than a third have been completely vaccinated. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says people still need to exercise caution.
If you're vaccinated and you wear a mask inside, then you can go to gyms and restaurants and things along those lines. We will still adhere until there's different guidelines, abide by the recommendations of the CDC as it relates to workplaces.
And in sport, Arsenal's owner Stan Kroenke says he's completely committed to the Premier League club and won't be selling it amid interest from the founder of the music streaming service, Spotify. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 29. Adelaide, cloudy and 22. Melbourne, similar, 18 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18. Canberra, cloudy and 20. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, a possible shower, 23. Brisbane, showers and 25. Cairns, a shower and 29. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm and 33. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.